This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been, thankfully, a quieter week than last, but there are some things to catch up on economy-wise. For our weekly wrap, we've got Heidi Moore from The Guardian in New York City. She's in our studios there. Sudeep Reddy is with The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, Heidi, give it up. What do you like? 2.5%, 3%? What do you think it has to be to get to escape velocity, as people like to say?
Yeah, I listened to Scott's great piece, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be the buzzkill.
We are not having you back.
But let me tell you before I go.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Which is, he has a point, which is we set up a lot of false expectations for ourselves, before the announcement of things like GDP. 2.5% is significantly better than what we had at the end of last year, which was a meager 0.4%. Yep. We really thought we were on the edge of recession. However, there are other measures that we should be looking at. For instance, one of the reasons GDP grew so much was because more consumers are spending. That sounds great. But what we know is, right now, consumers are spending by borrowing. So they're just adding to their credit card debt. And I'm not ready to greet that.
Sudeep, take a bite at that apple. Do you like the number today? Do you not?
It's better than we've had before. But the thing is, it's there's so
he
many.
Says like, tepidly.
There are so many technical factors that lead to the choppiness between every quarter. If you look at where we are, as Scott said, over the course of a year, we've been basically growing 2%, which is what we've done in 2010, 2011, and 2012. And the thing is, we've had so many terrifying moments in the recovery where it seemed like maybe things were just going to fall apart. If you look back at it, we're basically at this depressingly slow pace of growth, and we're probably going to remain there for a little while longer before we even have much of a chance of an upturn into the 3 or 4% growth that will actually signal a clear, strong recovery.
Well, Heidi, that does sort of make one think or wonder, I guess, whether you can't really go home again. I mean, in 2006 and 2007, the last time the economy was clipping along, things were just different, you know, and I wonder whether we should embrace that reality.
Yeah, the future is now, right?
Yeah.
And we should be thinking about that. Also, the other thing we forget about 2006 and 2007 is that we were in a giant housing bubble. So pick the bubble of your choice, reinstate it, and you'll have a great economy. But, you know, for right now, what we're dealing with, and really the bigger issue, even bigger than GDP, is the issue of unemployment. We have a really problematic long-term unemployment crisis where, you know, only 60% of the country is working. And that's really the measure that we should be looking at. So it doesn't matter what other measure you look at to see where the economy is. As long as unemployment is bad, this is a bad recovery.
All right, Sudeep, I want to quickly change gears here and talk about austerity a little bit. There was the news last week of the Reinhardt Rogoff paper and you know, the problems with their analysis of austerity and debt. And now, this week over in Europe, you know, we've got Spain moving away from its budget cuts. They're going to push out its austerity budget. Iceland votes tomorrow, and the austerity people are probably going to lose. Are we seeing now the slow death of austerity as people realize that we need growth and maybe not some budget cutting?
It's unfortunate that it's taken this long to get to this point, but they're finally seeing in Spain, in Greece, in a lot of these countries that you just can't keep unemployment above 25%, above 50% for youth this long without having societies fall apart. This is how deep social fractures are made. This is how some wars are made, from this kind of high unemployment, from this kind of unrest. And you have to deal with it in a smarter way and think a little bit more about what the ramifications are going to be, because the human toll is so enormous and you just can't have an economy functioning when the human toll is this high.
More on that on another Friday afternoon, I think. Heidi Moore from The Guardian in New York City, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you. Have a good weekend.